It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Is it conceivable that Satoshi Nakamoto is or was a woman? Do we not assume it was a man who designed the white paper which led to the minting of the first Bitcoin? There's no dispute among Christians that Jesus Christ was not a female. And it has generally been accepted that whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is or was, or whether it was a group of computer science geeks, the gender was all male. Satoshi Nakamoto's gender has come up as female gender advocates criticize what they regard as either an imbalance or outright discrimination in the number of women employed in blockchain and cryptocurrency technology. New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney has suggested Nakamoto might very well be a woman. Addressing more than 300 attendees at the Women on the Block event in New York recently, Congresswoman Maloney reportedly made the reference to highlight female contributions to blockchain. She noted the male domination of the technology space and suggested many achievements by women are being ignored. A member of the European Parliament, Eva Kaili, also noted that progress in cryptocurrency and blockchain might very well be hampered due to a lack of female representation. It is not unknown for a conference of upwards of 100 speakers to have fewer than a handful of female speakers. Or in one case back in 2018 in Miami, for the after party and networking to be held in a strip club. The Nitabara unit at the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill has held frequent panel discussions on gender equality and ways in which women and girls may be better employed in social and economic development. Take agriculture, for example. At a panel discussion last week to mark Heritage Month and the 175th anniversary of the National Library Service, educator and the young principal Esther Maskell called for a strategy of educating educators to raise the level of technology skills and knowledge in schools. So does it really matter whether Satoshi Nakamoto is or was a male or female? Should the issue not be how many more girls and women may be educated about blockchain and cryptocurrency and on merit, but in positions of leadership and influence? Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.